balance, repetition, composition, mirrors.
Most of all, the world is a place where parts of holes are described within an overarching paradigm of clarity, accuracy, the context of which makes possible an underlying sense of the way it all fits together, despite our collective tendency not to conceive of it as such. But then again, the world without end is a place where souls are combined, but with an overbearing feeling of disparity, disorderliness. To ignore it is impossible without getting oneself in all kinds of trouble, despite one's best intentions not to get entangled with it so much. Meanwhile, the statues are bleeding green, and others are saying things much better than we ever could, as the quiet becomes suddenly verbose. And the hell is heralding the size of nickels, and the street corners are gnashing together like the gears inside of the head of some omniscient engineer. Downward flows the garnered wisdom that has never died. Possibilities, contingencies, but with ever-increasing faith, we decided to go ahead and just ignore them, despite tremendous pressure to capitulate and fade. So instead, we went ahead to fabricate a catalog of unstable elements, modicums, and particles with non-zero total strangeness for brief moments, which amount to nothing more than tiny fragments of a finger's cell. Started tearing along its creases due to overuse, when in reality it's never needed folds. And the air is withholding the sound of its wellspring, and our heads are approaching a density reminiscent of the infinite connectivity of the center of the sun, and therein lies the garnered wisdom that has never died.
Expectation leads to disappointment. If you don't expect something big, huge, and exciting, usually, I don't know, it's just not as...